Manuscript Releases, Volume 7, Mr. Number 437. Bible tests, not man-made tests. We do not worry. The cause is the Lord's. He is on board the ship as chief director, and he will guide our bark into port. Our master can command the winds and the waves. We are only his workers, to obey orders. What he saith, that will we do. We have no need to be anxious or troubled. God is our trust. The Lord sends his richest endowments of reason and reasoning to a people he loves, and who keep his commandments. He has by no means forsaken his people who are working in his lines. God is seeking to make his church the continued incarnation of Christ. The gospel ministers are the under-shepherds. Christ is the divine shepherd. The members of the church are the working agencies of the Lord. His church will stand out prominently. It is the Lord's body. With all its working forces, it must become one with the great head. Among the members of Christ's body, there must be unity of action. They are partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. This lust has many branches and comprehends much. But those who are partakers of the divine nature will hold the doctrines of God's word in their purity. The Bible is to be followed implicitly. As God's commandment-keeping people, we have a most sacred work to do in making clear, simple, and plain the spiritual basis of our faith. All need to become familiar with the requirements of God for this time. Influences of various kinds and orders will come in to sway the people of God from the saving tests for this time. But there will be brought in a vast amount of man-made tests that have not the least bearing upon the work given us of God to prepare a people to stand with the whole equipment of the heavenly armor on, without leaving off one piece. The word of God and his downtrodden law are to be made prominent in so marked a manner that men and women, members of other churches, shall be brought face to face, mind to mind, heart to heart with truth. They will see its superiority over the multitudinous errors that are presented and are pushing their way into notice, to supplement if possible the truth for this solemn time. Every soul is taking sides. All are ranging themselves either under the banner of truth and righteousness or under the banner of the apostate powers that are contending for the supremacy.